And as you know, the stock price has probably almost quadrupled since we had the news that of the new president coming in, and there's not a ban on open pit mining. So I think when I look at this, is that we felt it correct to have a private placement. Obviously, the response, our shareholders agree, and these are people who are looking at the long-term development. And what makes us really happy is that they come into this recognizing there's a hold period, so it's not a matter of flipping. And therefore, as we move forward, and as has been shown on our presentation, and Ken has said it sort of many times, once we receive the MIA, in theory, we could be in production within 15 months.
Ken McLeod, John Darch, Sonora Gold, good afternoon to you, my friends. How are you?
We're great, Andy. Thanks for inviting us again.
Thank you.
Thanks. You're very welcome. It's great to see you both and to all my viewers and listeners. I am a very happy shareholder of Sonora Gold, and they all are also a sponsor and have been for really almost the past year of naturalresourcestocks.net. Ken, let's start with you. You had a series of meetings with the Mexican government. Tell me about that and how did that go?
Oh, absolutely. We have ongoing meetings with the Mexican government every few weeks. And it goes to show that there is a great intent on the part of the Mexican government to bring these projects to fruition. And we are not alone in waiting for the approval for the MIA, or the Environmental Impact Statement. There are several of the companies that have been on the short list for approval for some time. And they're notable companies. And so we feel very privileged right now that we are on this short list. So it's a matter of time. So politically, there will be a time when it will be evident to all of us that the Mexican government is essentially able then to approve the projects. And we noticed a few weeks ago when it was a news on BN Americas that showed there were something like 8 projects that had been shown as being ready for approval by the Mexican government. We were one of them, actually. So we believe that it's just now a matter of time. And will it happen between now and the end of the year? My instincts tell me yes, but we have to wait until the actual event occurs. But the support we're getting from the upper echelons of the government in the sector of the economy, for example, that we are getting tremendous support for getting our project primed, ready, so that when the trigger is pulled, we will be ready, willing, and able to get into construction as soon as possible.
Yeah, you know, I'm sure they're aware of the price of gold, and so everybody's motivated here. And John, before we get to you, to all my viewers and listeners, Sonora Gold was in Atlanta at a conference that I actually hosted in the springtime. And you guys don't know I was going to say this. And I'll just say this, between all of the attendees, and there were very many great attendees there, and I do have a lot of friends from that conference in this, investors in the company. But between the investors, as well as many of the companies attending, I will say you are... by far, the feedback I got about Sonora Gold, you were one of the top 2 or 3 stocks that attended that conference. So, and I think it's really starting to reflect in the price, but it has much, I believe has much higher to go. John, you just had a financing. How did that go? And tell me what that's going to be used for.
Andy, the financing was announced and the response has been overwhelming. We should have probably anticipated that by the way that the stock has been trading, the volumes and the upward trend. And it was announced and it sort of slipped like a cent or so, and it's back to where it was before today. Overwhelming is exactly the right word to use. In fact, to the extent that none of the insiders, I don't believe, will be able to participate because of the level of interest. And I think it's fair to say that you mentioned Atlanta. We've had very good responses from the people we met in Atlanta. As normal, we wrote out to each person who attended, had some polite replies. We have participation. So it's very good. And if we look at where the participation is coming from, we have probably about 40% from Europe, which is not unusual because that's our main base over there. Good follow-up in Canada. And the rest actually is from the States, which is very welcoming. These are people who you introduced us to and John Fenning introduced us to. And we've got into conversations and there's been serious questions asked. And when we announced this, they put their hand up to come in. And we can't accept everybody. And I think that's why we're now seeing a recovery in the market again. So it was good. Overwhelming, I think, is a very good word to use in this case. But really shouldn't be surprising, considering where Sonora is at this stage of the game. And we just, as you know, acquired the service rights and by $3.125 million US. And the insiders personally put up $2.9 million of that. And we did it, as you know, unsecured, no conversion rights, etc. And I think that's won a lot of applause from our shareholders, the fact that we did not try to take advantage of our shareholders. And a point that comes up time and again, are you going to roll the stock back? The answer is no, that's not our intention to roll the stock back. And again, as far as the surface rights, the importance of it, Andy, we had to secure the surface rights to move forward to go to production. And so we've cleared that hurdle. We put up the funds. And obviously, there's ongoing expenditures, which sort of Ken can get into, necessitated us to do a modest financing. So that's where we are.
And some of the issues that John alluded to there as to what's coming up for Sonora, of course, is we produced the current PEA in August of 2023. So it's 2 years old now. So it's time for us to update it now. Back in those days, gold was trading at $1,600, $1,700, $1,800. And we did the PEA on the basis of $1,800. Well, gold now at $3,300, $3,400. But it's a totally different slant on the value of the project. So it's incumbent upon us now to be able to update the PEA. We cannot issue it on the basis of new data or new drilling data at this point in time because we haven't done any additional drilling since that time. But the price of gold makes for a very, very compelling reason for us to update the PEA. So we've been embarking on that currently. And it's probably going to take 3 or 4 months to complete, but that is the plan of action right now. And some of this funding obviously will come to be used for updating the PEA. So it's going to be money well spent, and I believe it'll provide a very favorable report to the shareholders.
Yeah, I would agree with you. And I was, I don't remember if I said this in our last discussion, but I know I said it offline. I was an avid supporter of getting an updated PEA. I think that will lead to a re-rating of the stock, a significant re-rating. I want to comment on where you guys are in this Lassonde curve. My friend Lobo Tigre has done a great deal of research. I want to give all the credit to him. When his stock really starts to move going into production, and according to his research, it's about 12 to 18 months out. I talked to him offline when I met him. It was on a Zoom call, actually, on a Zoom interview. And he's actually, the curve is actually getting stretched out even more. I guess his studies is getting stretched out even more. People starting to front run it even more going into production. So when I see that and I think of you guys are right there as far as value and going into the Lassonde curve of the upward trend into production. And I think the charts and the stock action really, really bear that. John, let's get back to you here. Why did you need to raise money? That would be my first question. When you guys were the insiders, they put down, I want to say $2.9 million. Why?
Because the money we put in was used totally to acquire the surface rights. And therefore, we are a public company. And although there may be an expectation that we should personally fund everything, we do have shareholders and we felt it correct to offer it to the shareholders. And I think that decision was correct because what it did show is that we continue to think of our shareholders. We continue to look at them and how we can service them best. We always want to have minimum dilution. So there's never, as you know, Andy, we only raise small amounts at a time. And that's because our business philosophy means that we take what we need. We get to the next stage and then you can think of it more. And life would have been so much different, I think, for many of the sort of companies in Mexico had the MIA been issued. But we've had to weather that real hard, hard winter of when there was no news at all. But we came through that. And as you know, the stock price is probably almost quadrupled since we had the news that of the new president coming in, and there's not a ban on open pit mining. So I think when I look at this is that we felt it correct to have a press private placement. Obviously, the response, our shareholders agree, and these are people who are looking at the long-term development. And what makes us really happy is that they come into this recognizing there's a hold period. So it's not a matter of flipping. And therefore, as we move forward, and as has been shown on our presentation, and Ken has said it sort of many times, once we receive the MIA, in theory, we could be in production within 15 months. And that is what's appealing to a lot of people, that this is not a matter of 5 years down the road. If the MIA were granted tomorrow, within 15 months, we'd expect to be in production. And we are having discussions with project lenders. We've had proposals that come in. We are considering gold loans. And our approach has always been run it like a business. That's all we're doing, run it like a business. Yes, we could have drilled, et cetera, but still be a long way away from going to production. But our team is ready, willing, and able to move forward. But I make a point which comes up in conversations. Well, what happens if you get any offers? And our response is always, if it's a good offer, we're happy to put it to the shareholders. It will not be an insider's decision. We'll put it to the shareholders. But it has to be an offer that reflects where we are, what's been achieved, and the potential. And in talking about gold, as you were, Andy, I was thinking through where we are with the price of gold at $3,400. At one time, it would be considered to be impossible. But now, if we look at the circumstances around us, we look at the friction around the world, look at the conflicts. Why was gold so important after the war and during it? Why did people go to gold instead of currency? Because they know inflation. And that then led me to thinking about the tariffs. No matter how we look at it, tariffs are a tax on the American people, all American people. It affects the poor people more, but even those who have money, it affects them because it's arguable maybe some of the companies won't pass it on to the consumer. They will do one or two things. If they don't pass it on to the consumer, their profitability will be affected. The value of their shares will go down and therefore the investment goes down. Or alternatively, most likely to happen, they lay people off. So you have unemployment. So all these factors, I think, are coming into play now. And so where I feel we get an attraction is people are now saying gold is probably the safe haven. We have uncertainty in the world. We have uncertainty in the economy. Why don't we recognize that AI is not the answer to everything? And, go back over thousands of years in every society, gold.
Yeah. No, I would agree with everything you said, but I want to get back to on you two as a people, to all my viewers and listeners. I bet really on the jockeys on this and got to know the horse later, if you would, but I put my money down on Ken and John because it was really just a trust. And what it did for me is that you guys wouldn't dilute at these low prices. You're out there beating the streets, if you would, just doing old school guerrilla marketing just to tell the story of Sonora, and you could have easily done a raise and you didn't, and you really had the shareholders back. So that's what really did it for me. There's a saying, with the Navy SEALs and the U.S. Armed Forces, they have this saying is, can I trust you with my money? Can I trust you with my wife? And can I trust you with my life? Getting to know you three, I don't know if I'd trust you with my wife. No, I'm just kidding. But I would trust you absolutely with all three, just with the relationship. And also not the relationship with we developed, but just really your actions really speak. And also what's interesting to me is how enthusiastic this raise was taken on, if you would, by the marketplace, and that's the word I'll use. And then the stock price, the reaction was negligible. In fact, it's been very positive, in my opinion. So that really shows the strength now of Sonora Gold, not only on the fundamentals, but also in the technicals on the upward trend, and also relative to the price of gold. So that's very encouraging for me as a shareholder. I've talked enough, guys. Anything you want to add until I have you on again? What should people be looking out for? Is there anything that you can share over the next several weeks?
Well, I think you brought up the subject of the Lassalle curve, and it's one that I feel very strongly about, that we've gone for a couple of years without any news whatsoever, yet the stock has gone from a low of 4 cents to its current 17, 18 cents. We're doing exceptionally well, but I still consider that price to be the bottom end of the Lassalle curve.
Yeah.
You start giving us some real news, i.e. give us the approval for the environmental impact statement or the MIA, and that will be the start of a major series of news releases over the coming few years, because it's all going to be positive from that point onward. So I believe that, once again, we're at the bottom of the Lassalle curve, and there's only one way to go, and that's upward.
Yeah, I would agree with that. I think, again, analyzing this, just the price and the trend of Sonora Gold and just within the Lassalle curve. And I think you're getting right into the sweet spot. But also to all my viewers and listeners, don't let that fool you. Really, there's two kinds of big money to be made. Three kind of ways big money is to be made in mining is the discovery, then going into the Lassalle curve, and then in production. And that's where I'm really excited about, when you guys get into production. That's when shareholders should really, really be happy. So, but anything you'd like to share, John?
Only that we said before, welcome anybody to contact Ken or myself, or go to our website to request updates on a regular basis, news releases, etc. We always maintain our pledge that we will do everything to minimize dilution. And we've been firm with that, but it is necessary from time to time to raise money. I say that look at the share price, the stability, the volume, and the trend. We're not a high promotion company. We're not into spikes and declines. There's always that natural rise and fall. Shares go up and down, gold goes up and down, but you cannot ignore the trend. And I think that this financing was an important lesson for us here. We didn't know how the response would come. And it was within a couple of days, bam, done. So that to me means that people have come in, they like what they see, they like what they hear, and they recognize that we're at a plateau. This is not the top. This is not at the top of the share price. So it's been done at a level which reinforces, I believe, a plateau on which we can build. And one further point, because it's very important for your U.S. shareholders, a lot of U.S. shareholders do not like to participate in the placement because of restrictions, etc. So look at the volumes in the marketplace. They obviously see the value and are still buying in the market. So that's why today we're probably at the same price we were before we announced it, maybe 1 cent off. But when it closes, which we would hope to have by the end of this week, allowing for paperwork, etc., we'll continue, I believe, to see an upward trend.
Yeah. Well said to both of you. John, if people want to come find out more about Sonora, how do they do that? Give me your website address and give me your exchanges that you traded on and your ticker signals. Simple.
It's sonoragold.com. We are trading on the Canadian exchange with SGO. Can just work from the U.S. and Germany.
U.S. is S-M-O-M.
Yeah.
And we're trading on the Frankfurt Exchange, the Berlin Exchange, and pretty well on TradeGate in Germany as well. So it's easy to find in Germany.
Excellent. I'll put all of that in the show notes, both on the YouTube channel as well as Apple and Spotify. Ken and John and Ken, Sonora Gold, I want to thank you so much. And by the way, to all my viewers and listeners, both of these guys, not only are they competent, but they are they're very relational, which is hard to come by in this world that we live in, and even in the mining space. And it's been quite the ride that we've had for 9 to 10 months here, both of you. And it's been a journey of just relationships and getting to know you. But then also, you have to have also more than that. But that's where you start with. And then it's just performance and product. And that's what you guys have. So, well done. Well done. Thank again, you. I'm a happy shareholder.
Thank you, Andy. It's a pleasure dealing with you, and also a pleasure, of course, dealing with your audience. We've met some wonderful people, and we hope to maintain those relationships.
Yeah, I'm sure you will.
Thank you, Andy.
Thank you, gentlemen. Take care.
Bye.